Oh, right. From a young man, I realized that my interest was in walking. I soon realized that I wanted to get a lot more people into walking in the countryside, and that meant that I was involved with the Ramblers. To be fair, it was right back in the early 1930s, people were first talking about a possible walk along the Thames. They'd got a towpath. It wasn't being used for towing anything. But back in the 1930s, not much could be done about it. It really required an Act of Parliament to establish just how you create a long-distance walk. That happened in 1949. They started looking at the Thames concept, top of the list, in fact. But they realized that there were problems, rather unexpected problems. This dear old towpath every so often changes banks. And it does so by means of a ferry, some 22 of these ferries along the river. And as you can well imagine, you'd have to be a right idiot to try and run a ferry today and make a profit. After World War II, the ferries simply weren't opening up again. So instead of a nice continuous walk up the Thames, you had little disconnected sections. So it got put on a high and dusty shelf. We'll deal with it one of these years, you know, this Thames idea. Let's get on with some other walks. Soon became obvious that officialdom wasn't going to do anything about it, so we'd better do something about it ourselves. And I got organized with some Ramblers to work out a route up the Thames, which managed to get along without using the ferries. That we called the Thames Walk. Our original route sometimes had to leave the river. We just had to find the most pleasant way of getting from ferry to ferry, as you might say. It worked itself out after a fashion. And as soon as we realized that we'd actually got a viable walk right up the Thames, some idiot said to me, "You ought to write a guide so we can publish it," which is precisely what we did. It was truly the popularity of our guide, probably more than any other factor, that persuaded what was then the Countryside Commission to adopt the route. We changed their mind. I will certainly say, as soon as you start getting really involved with Old Father Thames, it becomes a sort of almost an obsession. It becomes a personality in itself, and you get deeper and deeper into researching its history.
Personally, I quite enjoy waving to people because children are a delight. Some people aren't too sure about it,
People on the boats we're talking
but
about here,
mostly people, when they are hiring a boat for a Sunday, get very excited and they want to wave to anything that moves, and I wouldn't want to disappoint them. So, particularly if we see a boatload of school children going to Hampton Court, we know that's happening by the noise directly the boat comes around the bend.
But sometimes bank holiday Mondays, and when it's a fine day, you get hordes and hordes of people and boats, and then it gets a bit busy. And it's so nice
Bit noisy,
on the
isn't
following morning, they've all gone to work and it's warm, peaceful and quiet. It's a wonderful contrast. But I don't think the people walking there, because they usually tend to pause there, and there's a house two doors down, which is quite spectacular, got a huge double height conservatory, and they all stand for pointing at that. And there's a new house being built down there, one of these German half houses, HUF house. So these put together houses, and they've got a magnificent spread of house glass, and a lot of people stop and point at that, so don't tend to point at us.
So they're sightseers for, I think, probably gardens and houses rather than people.
I think it fits in well, actually. The architecture is rather pleasant. But I think, yes, a German family. But there was a pretty decent house there before, we
It
thought,
was a
wasn't
very
there?
beautiful
Yeah,
house,
a nice
I
house, and that
think.
was knocked down, and this, but I think it fits in well, actually, I must say. I think glass and stainless steel goes well with the river.
I think wonderful. Perhaps there you would feel exposed to people, because yes. really there is so much glass. At least with us, where we go to bed, we can pull the curtains. Yeah. Without anything there.
But I'm not sure if people can see through these windows too well, anyway.
Well, this Hofhaus, see, what it is really, it's all in, it's like a jigsaw. It comes in big bits, you just bolt them on. And what they did, all they got to do is build the base in cement, right? And then what happens, all the stuff from Germany is exported over here, and then all it is just bolted up. Just a load, and then glass and everything just put in. You know, it took them 3 weeks to build that. Exactly 3 weeks. Yes, it did. It took them 3 weeks to build it. I know they had a lot of problems over with the neighbours, because it looked odd, didn't it? You know, well, you get them anybody, like you have a small extension put on, and then the council got the right to them, do you object to it? And you get, you know, it's something like that. You know, I know they had a lot of problems with it, because I knew they had to go to court over it or something. Yeah, it was a big, there was a big stink over it, you know, what they were building. But it does look odd anyway. It's a lovely place, you know. I've been inside it because we did a job from there, a promotion job. For this German company, we went inside it, and it's amazing what you saw inside. It's all center heating floor, the blinds all hydraulic, solar panels, you name it, it's got everything in there. You know, spa baths, you name it, it's got everything in there. The kitchen, I would say, the size of a kitchen is unbelievable, and it's all on electronics. The cookers are on electronics, you name it, press a button, you know, it's amazing. It's all high tech. It's all high-tech stuff. Oh yeah, it's amazing. Oh yeah, it's unusual. It looks. It doesn't look right, but I'm not to say. See, I can't do nothing about it. But to me, I think it looks horrible. It actually looks out of place now.
I often wonder if we could live anywhere else, and I don't think perhaps we could now. It's beautiful when the frost is on the park and on the gardens, and it's cold, it looks lovely. And in the summer when the sun is on the water, it's fantastic.
Well, I think there's been so much building in this area that the drains, which are old, can't take the storm water. And the storm water in times of heavy rain mixes in with the sewage water, and it starts to backfill and overflow. And I think it's entirely due to the extent of all the massive building which have gone on, and the drains, just the storm water and the foul water, just can't take them out of properties. We've had meetings with the Thames Water, and they say they're going to try and sort it out, but if there's a prolonged rain of a few days, then Thames Ditton, not exactly cut off, but it gets very, very flooded, isn't it?
And in our small way, we were affected, and we were getting a backfill of sewage and everything coming down over our garden, which was extremely unpleasant. And a lot of people further along the river had similar problems. It was coming up in the gutters, and the sort of children were paddling in it, you know. It was bad news.
An extent of wildlife, I think, is not... I wasn't particularly interested in birds and animals before, but having lived here, I'm becoming more interested. See the variety of birds and animals, and eels and grass, not grass snakes, river snakes, I think they were. The occasional kingfisher, I suppose you've seen kingfishers occasionally, wonderful things. Herons, obviously.
So the idea was to retire here, I suppose, wasn't it?
That's right.
So, I don't know. I can't see us moving. Not unless it was a flat looking river. I think that's be the.
I think when we do have to move, or it will be, have to be overlooking the river again, or water, certainly.